5 New Items That Still Come Up Short, by Krishna's Mercy.
Bari Mathig Prithoi Baru Sikta Te Baru Te Bino Hari Bhajan Na Bhav Tariya Yaha Siddhant Ape.
Quote, ghee can be churned from water and even oil can come from sand, but it is an established truth that one cannot cross over this worldly ocean without worship of Sri Hari. Dohavli 126.
1. A new car.
Let me tell you this. You do not want to be in the market for a new car right now. There is a shortage across the nation. Dealers are still making money. They are actually charging well above the suggested retail price. People are paying these prices. They have no choice. They need a car. I am intrigued by the latest features. I would not mind taking one home. Maybe we can create more family outings if we have a vehicle with a more comfortable ride.
2. A news show.
I was suffering for a few weeks there. The latest season of my favorite professional sport just completed. There was nothing to watch. There was nothing to get excited over. I was feeling bored. Fear not, as a new season of that show is coming out. All of the fan favorites will be back. It should be exciting. I can't wait.
3. New clothes.
I have had the same clothes for over a decade. I think it is time for a new look. Maybe I will begin to feel better about myself if I start to look better. I will have more confidence. I might be able to accomplish more as a result.
4. A new house.
We finally have enough rooms. There is space for a gym in the basement. Next time the corrupt government officials shut everything down, we won't be forced to remain in a tiny space. There is plenty of room to roam around. We will be so happy here.
5. A new job.
I was getting frustrated with the other place. The pressure was too much. Chaos everywhere. No direction. No planning in place. I was there more for the paycheck than anything else. Hopefully the new job will be reinvigorating. I need something to brighten my spirits.
These are just a few examples, but Goswami Tulsidas gives us the extreme end of the potential. Imagine if we found a machine that could turn water into ghee. We are not talking of a plant-based substitute. This is not something that tastes like clarified butter but is really something else. Genuine ghee. Better yet, what if we could extract oil from sand? If we could rake in profits through a valuable commodity, in a seemingly endless supply, that should solve all of our problems, right? We would have no more worries, no? Tulsidas says that there is an undeniable truth. It is Siddhanta. It is a conclusion of high philosophy. Philosophy is deliberating on the ins and outs of a particular issue or concept. It is applying rational thought and sound reasoning. The recommendations that flow from that philosophy are supposed to be most beneficial precisely because they are not based on sentiment or emotion. We can easily be swayed by a heartbreaking image, or the desperate pleas accompanied by tears. It is better to act logically, with consideration of the long-term consequences. The Siddhanta that Tulsidas presents is that there is no crossing over the ocean of material existence without devotional activity in honor of Sri Hari. There are other kinds of bhajana. There is devotion to authority figures, people in high places, benefactors with large pockets. Such approaches cannot solve the problem of birth and death. If we think of the root cause of our suffering, it is birth. Everything began at that time, when the spirit soul accepted a material covering. Hari transcends the material energy. He is above birth and death. He never falls down. Though we are within the flawed covering, suffering at every turn, we still have the opportunity for bhajana. This bhajana can become a way of life. In the manner that a protector dedicates the entire day towards the well-being of a dependent, we can work for Sri Hari and present every result as an offering to him.
Yat karoshi yad ashnasi. Yat juhoshi dadasi yat. Yat tapasyasi konte. Tat kurushva madarpanam.
Quote, O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.27.
He is not in need. Hari is not poor. He has the goddess of fortune by his side. Bhajana is ultimately for our benefit. It is a practice which aligns with our natural state, which is Dharma. In this way, Hari Bhajana is Dharma, and thus it transcends birth and death. In closing, recently new car bought. Increased happiness the thought. And also into new home to move. Hope that space concerns to remove. But to cross ocean way only one. Through Sri Hari's favor one. So that devotion now my task. To offer everything instead of to ask.